I am here to tell you about the Society's annual salary report for 2012. Salary information is very important for both employers and employees. When I was young, I didn't pay much attention to what others were earning in wages. I assumed I would be receiving increases as long as I did a good job and my employer was happy with my performance. That is not necessarily so. It is important for you to know what others are getting to see if you are being compensated fairly. It is important information so you are able to negotiate with facts. Employers need salary information about what other organizations are paying for similar jobs, so they will not pay more than necessary to keep good employees or will not pay less than necessary to obtain good employees. This is a preliminary report of data obtained from a survey sent to over 2,000 buyers, purchasing managers, and others who work full-time in the purchasing profession. Most respondents to this survey have the title of buyer or purchasing manager, but other titles include purchasing agent, materials manager, purchasing coordinator, and many others. The data is more useful for those titles that are most frequently used in particular. That includes buyer, purchasing manager, purchasing agent, and director of purchasing. Those who responded to the survey are located throughout the United States and work in companies of all sizes and in many different industries. In previous years, most of the respondents were in manufacturing, but today large numbers come from distribution, the healthcare industry, from colleges and universities, and from service organizations as well. The first thing that you should be aware of and to look at is what affects salary. Often individuals tend to only evaluate their value by looking at one or two variables. Organizations, including profit-making companies and non-profit organizations as well, look at the marketplace when deciding on the salary level for their employees. With everything else being equal, why should a company pay more than others in the same industry or under the same circumstances? Don't expect to get more than the going rate unless you are exceptional or have special, unique skills or knowledge. Let's look at what determines salary. The amount of responsibility is a key factor. A clear indication of that is apparent in the dollar amount to be spent. Another indication of the responsibility of the position is the number and level of employees to be supervised. Another indication is the potential risk involved in making any mistake. The amount of experience a person has helps determine initial salary and has an effect on future salaries as well. The American Purchasing Society survey asked for age of the respondent and the time in purchasing activities in order to determine the amount of experience in the purchasing function. But all or any type of experience may affect the amount of salary offered. For example, a purchasing job in a company producing or selling technical products will value experience in engineering or production as well as in a purchasing job by itself. Our surveys have consistently shown that the education level is an important effect on salary. The higher the education you obtain, the higher the salary you will get initially, and that initial extra will contribute to higher salaries throughout your life. Of course, the type of education is also a factor. Those attending higher regarded colleges and universities will get more than those who have attended less known schools. In most cases, those receiving non-business degrees receive less than those with business degrees. However, some organizations place a high value on an engineering background or a law background, etc. Geographical location has an effect on salary level. Generally, higher salaries are paid in large cities. Smaller salaries are paid in small cities, or rural areas for that matter. Providing everything else is equal, usually lower salaries are paid in rural areas. Salaries are usually lower in the South. The size of your organization has an effect on the amount of salaries. Generally, large companies pay more than very small companies. The type of industry affects salary. High-tech companies pay more. Fast-growing industries pay more than slow-growing or old industries. Organizations making or selling complex products offer higher salaries than those that deal with simple products. Job seekers and employees with the proper professional certifications, such as the CPP or the CPPM awards, receive higher salaries than those without those credentials. Buyers with technical know-how are in demand and receive bigger salaries. Job seekers and employees with a record of achievement receive higher salaries. as is expected, on-the-job performance is a factor. However, this is very difficult to measure, and as far as we know, surveys do not attempt to obtain how job performance affects salary. We know that in some cases it is very little effect. Our survey did measure the amount of bonuses received, and usually the amount of the bonus may primarily be based on performance. Here is a chart that shows relative median purchasing salaries for various levels of education. Note that median means half of the purchasing employees made less and half made more. This table shows the average and the median purchasing salaries for different amounts of education. Keep in mind that this is a preliminary report. However, we estimate that the final report will not change the figure significantly since most of the data has been tabulated. A small number of additional responses has very little effect on the sample size used. It would probably be in the decimal point area, maybe a point or two. This table shows the average and the median purchasing salaries for different amounts of education. Keep in mind that this is a preliminary report. However, we estimate that the final report will not change the figure significantly since most of the data has been tabulated. This table shows the average and median purchasing salaries by various industries. It also includes the average number of buyers and organizations for these industries. A higher number within an organization could lower the average salary because of a greater number of low-level employees. Previous annual reports showed salaries for purchasing people in manufacturing far above any other industry. But as you see, now many industries have caught up and some industries' salaries are now exceeding any other type of business. The asterisk on this table indicate a small number of responses in those industries and therefore we can't come to any conclusion. Manufacturing is still pretty high at the 73,000 level on the average. That's down a little from last year. You'll see that later. Employment figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics report industry figures for 400 different industries. Average hourly wages for all jobs in the retail trade in October 2012 was $16.43. For construction, $25.86. And for manufacturing, $23.97. As you see, manufacturing much higher than retail, but now construction seems to be higher than manufacturing. That's not on the chart. Those are part of the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures. You can obtain this type of information from any of the industries. In other words, they have 400 listed on the government's website at www.bls.gov. Now, this is something you should keep in mind. It's important to consider the effect of inflation when evaluating your salary and the salary changes. Salary reports and changes should compare nominal with real salary. The nominal salary is the amount of value stated in today's dollars. The real salary is the value of those dollars compared with the value of dollars at some previous time. For example, when inflation rises 4%, but salary has only increased by 3%, you have a real reduction of 1% in wages. I think most people realize that, but you got to keep that in mind. Here's a graph showing a comparison between changes in the consumer price index and average salaries between 2005 and 2012. Some of those figures are a little difficult to read. Note the larger rise in the price index during that period compared with the smaller rise in the average purchasing salary. We suspect the purchasing salaries will catch up to the cost of living and improve as the economy improves. Purchasing salaries will also rise for those in the professions who are certified and who have obtained the technical training to handle more complex problems. This table shows the history of the average and median annual salaries every 2 years for those with the title of business buyers between 1998 and 2012. Note that in some years the average has actually declined. This may be as a result of a decrease in the higher wages in manufacturing and because that industry declined. You see down at the bottom the buyer's figure for 2012, the average at 53,600 and the median at 54,000. Now, this is the same type of information for purchasing managers. And again, down at the bottom, you'll see the average shows 68,100 for purchasing managers in 2012 and 65,000 as the median salary. Some salary surveys show higher figures. Surveys that do probably concentrate on the large company, and our figures are across the board, including small companies as well as large companies. Now, here's a summary of the salaries by title. It shows the average and the median, the minimum and the maximum salaries for those responding to the survey. See, it gets difficult to evaluate and consider. For buyer, for example, the minimum is only $23,300, but the maximum is $60,000. So you have to consider all the other factors that affect salary. And, of course, it's interesting to see that some vice presidents of purchasing made as much as $175,000. Now, in addition to salary, you have to consider bonuses. Compensation is more than the base salary. Many purchasing people receive bonuses and other perks. This table shows you the average, median, minimum, and maximum annual 2012 bonuses for the major purchasing titles. When these figures are added to the base salary, it shows that some people do extremely well in the purchasing profession. Bonus amounts given to some buyers are a relatively new phenomenon. But note that 36.4% of buyers still receive no bonuses whatsoever. Note also that over 20% of purchasing managers and purchasing directors receive no bonus. All right, what's ahead for the purchasing salaries? There's a clear indication that purchasing salaries will rise, especially as the economy improves. Those with more education, with certification, and with experience and know-how, especially in international trade, will earn more than those without those advantages. Salaries for purchasing professionals will rise if you have more education, if you have certification, if you've got the CPPM award, and if you have international experiences.
Can you tell us a little bit about the certification that the American Purchasing Society offers? What does it involve?
First of all, you need to make application, and you need to submit references. The references need to be of three different types. One, personal references, colleagues, and also some of your suppliers. And we check those references to see that the people applying have good ethical background. In other words, there's no bad records or bad experience as far as ethics is concerned. Then there needs to be taken some short online courses. There's four courses right now. One is on ethics. One is on purchasing law. There's two other courses. They're usually several hours long. And then there's an examination, and the examination is given online, which can be taken from any computer whatsoever. If you pass the examination, you must pass and you must have good references. You would get the CPP award. Then after you get that award, you can apply for the CPPM, which is the Certified Professional Purchasing Manager. That involves a course and examination as well.
Now, do you need to have a college degree or a certain amount of work experience?
You do need some work experience, yes, several years work experience. You do not have to have a college degree, no. But we award points. You must reach a certain number of points. I believe it's 100 right now. And those points are based partly on the examination, partly on your education, partly on your experience.
How do you validate someone's ethics history?
First of all, we do those reference checks. And we send out 12 to 15 inquiries to the references. You have to supply a lot of references of different types, not only your friends, but the suppliers and so forth. Then the individual, the applicant, has to sign an indication whether they've been convicted of any felony or crime. We can check that out. A lot of information is available. So we check that out to see if that's the case. If perchance anybody gets through that may have had a problem and we don't catch it, we can later revoke certification.
Great, thank you. We also have a question on the salary survey itself, wondering if you break down salaries by company size.
Yes, there is some of that done. We don't ask the exact same question every year. Incidentally, if anybody is a member, they can go on and look at our salary reports, not only from this year, but previous years as well. We do that, yeah.
And do you do that by employees or by sales, annual sales?
We do it by annual sales and by number of employees, both.
Okay, great. Thank you.